And with me in the KRVS studios now is Colin Miller from the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana. They have a lot of concerts coming up, some wonderful performers, performers that I know our listeners have heard over the years on KRVS. And the first one coming up this Saturday, February 16th, is Suzanne Vega, who's iconic singer-songwriter, who I know we've been playing for a long time here on our station. So a lot of people very excited that she's coming, and she'll be performing. This is part of your singer-songwriter series, so she will be at the ACA, I think.
Yeah, that's correct. The singer-songwriter series this season started with Darden Smith, and that was in November. And this is the second installment in that series for this season. The third would be David Wilcox, and that's the third and last of this season. Suzanne Vega, as you said, is on it's Saturday night. That's February 16th. The same night is Art Walk. And and this performance will be in the James Mancus Theater at the ACA. There will be lots of things happening there that evening.
Yeah, well, you can go to Art Walk for a while and then head to the concert.
Yes.
So you
it
won't
makes
have to
a
miss
fantastic
it.
Date night. And yeah. Tonight, today, as everyone knows, is Valentine's Day. So I would say if you haven't gotten anything for your significant other.
Yeah, something to stuff that little heart stocking with, you know.
Buy a Suzanne Vega ticket. Actually, even better, you can, you can call the ACA. Today, tomorrow, or Saturday, and get tickets. The number is 233-7060, or you can go in person. And you can buy tickets to those two shows together, and you get a 25% discount.
To the David Wilcox and Suzanne Vega.
That's correct, yeah. Now, David Wilcox and Suzanne.
He's playing on March 1st. And again, both of those are at the ACA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really nice, intimate way of presenting performers. Many of your other concerts are at the Hyman Center, which is 2,200 seats. It's very large, beautiful sound. But certainly for a solo performer, singer-songwriter, having it in that arena at the ACA is
so
a really
nice
opportunity. Yes.
I've always been blown away by any performance that I've seen in that venue, in that theater. It's just absolutely gorgeous, and it's very intimate. And there's so many places where you can sit in there that feel like you're right there with the performers
It's hard to get a poor ticket, a poor seat in that venue. And the sound is very good. Of course, their equipment, they worked really hard on that. And they work very hard on creating great sound during a concert. So it's a really good place to hear someone, again, as iconic as Suzanne Vega that you've only heard on disc before. You can hear them this Saturday. And tickets, again, available through the ACA, as you mentioned.
That's great.
Now, David Wilcox, how would you describe his music?
I will admit, I don't know his music quite as well as I know Suzanne Vega's music. Mm-hmm. David Wilcox, I know, is in many ways known for his wit and, the style and wit of his lyrics and stuff like that. But I definitely one of those artists, and this is, I think, a lot of Pasa's singer-songwriter series artists sort of blur that line between folk and rock and some other areas. And he is definitely no exception.
Well, and of course, it's very easy to find information or videos of him playing online.
Yeah.
So you can get a little taste.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, I was in Austin several months ago, and I mentioned to a couple of my friends there, well, we're doing Suzanne Vega in February. They're like, Suzanne Vega, really? It's really exciting. And I found that David Wilcox actually has a pretty big following in Lafayette. I found a lot of people getting excited about him, so that's very nice to hear.
Well, good. Remember, a small venue, so good idea to reserve your tickets and not wait for all those fans to sell it out.
Yeah.
So great opportunity.
Buy them together, you get a discount.
Okay, so a double date on two different dates. Suzanne Vega will be at the ACA this Saturday as a part of PASA's singer-songwriter series. David Wilcox on March 1st, again, as a part of this series. Now, I know also you all have been looking forward to Mary Chapin Carpenter performing, and along with her, Sean Colvin.
Yeah.
What is the date of that performance?
That is February 27th, and that is at the Hyman Center. It's going to be it's a much larger venue, but it's still going to be a very intimate performance. Mm-hmm. These two ladies have an incredible presence on the stage, and they're very good friends. They've played together for years and respect each other's music and just work incredibly well together. Mm-hmm. And everything I've heard about some of the performances that they've done together in the past while they're both touring, I've definitely heard that it's pretty magical.
So. Yeah. Well, again, if you've listened to KRBS for years, Sean Colvin's voice is in your head. Oh, yeah. You've heard her. And Mary Chapin Carpenter has a place in her heart for Louisiana. I know she's mm-hmm. worked with Louisiana musicians and really likes Louisiana. So that's going to be a double bill. They'll be playing together. And are they going to be solo performing, or will they have
I don't think so. I think they're going to be
– they have a band.
There may be one where, you know, one plays guitar mm-hmm, and the other mm-hmm. one does the singing. But yeah, it's going to be a duo performance. Tickets are actually very affordable. They run $38 to $59. And the other thing is, this is actually the only performance of its kind that they're going to be doing in Louisiana. So we were really excited about that when we booked it.
Okay. So if you're in our listening area and, you know, Lake Charles, Alexandria, Baton Rouge, you may want to consider coming to this concert, because this
Absolutely.
One is not coming to your town.
Yeah.
It's going to be here in Lafayette. Now, those tickets are available through the PASA website or Hyman Center. Where can you get those?
I'm glad you asked. You can find them at Ticketmaster.com or by calling the Ticketmaster number, which is 1-800-745-3000.
All right. And, of course, people are pretty good about searching around and finding what they want. If you'd just like more information about the concert, you can, of course, go to the PASA website.
That's right.
Now, what is your season like? Is this wrapping it up, Colin, or do y'all have anything left?
We've got a couple of other shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have Dream Girls coming up in March. I believe that's March 23rd. That's going to be at the Hyman Center. Everyone knows it's a fabulous, you know, Broadway musical, lots of incredible costumes and music, and a lot of it was nominated for different awards, and it's just going to be a fantastic performance. We're really excited about that one. And I know I'm a fan of musicals, so. And then the last performance of the season is Boz Scaggs performing at the Hyman Center on April 21st. Also, I mean, of course, it's Boz, you know. we're excited about it.
And so many different styles, you know, people coming to know him for so many different reasons, all the way back to the 70s, mm-hmm. you know, for his more bluesy work and then his disco work. And so a lot of people, songs leap into their mind, you know, when you first heard Boz Scaggs, you know, what kind of dance were you doing at that time?
Right.
A lot of interest in Boz Scaggs. And there are still tickets available for his concert.
Of course. Yeah, and that would be through Ticketmaster as well, or by calling 800-745-3000.
Well, if you're just tuning in, my guest is Colin Miller with the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, talking about some upcoming concerts. A lot going on through PASA. Suzanne Vega will be in Lafayette this Saturday at the ACA. So wonderful, intimate venue to see Suzanne Vega. And as Colin is reminding us, it is Valentine's Day, and a really nice way to get some gifts for people. And David Wilcox on the 1st, so you could get both of those tickets as well.
Get them together.
You could do a little musical jingle there, Colin. But that's the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana. And, of course, their website, pasa-online.org, for more information about any of these performers, Suzanne Vega, David Wilcox, and, of course, Sean Colvin and Mary Chapin Carpenter coming up. What's the date, Colin?
February 27th for the Carpenter Colvin.
Which is coming up sooner than we think. It's already mid-February, so we need to keep on top of our performance and social calendars right now. Well, thanks so much for this wonderful season that you all put together. It's just continuing through this spring, and it's a good site to bookmark, or of course you all are on Facebook as well.
Absolutely.
People can sign up, like you on Facebook, and they'll get continual reminders of what's coming up at PASA. Well, thank you so much, Colin. And we look forward to seeing Suzanne Vega this Saturday.
Thank you.